Hello, this is a series for adults who want to take Epictetus seriously. Not as a feel-good slogan, but as a demanding practical philosophy. If you are looking for consolation, you will find some, but you will also find challenge. Epictetus was born in Hierapolis, probably around 50 CE. He was born enslaved, the name we know him by means acquired, the kind of term used for furniture or livestock. It was not his mother's name for him. It announced, every time it was spoken, that he belonged to someone else. Years later, Epictetus was freed. He studied under Musonius Rufus, then taught on his own in the colonnades of Nicopolis. Students came, senators, soldiers, merchants, philosophers. They came because he spoke with the authority of someone who had tested his ideas against real constraint. As an adult, you already know how easily we give this away. We identify with job titles, salaries, relationships, appearance, social standing, parental approval, political outcomes. We let externals become the foundation of the self. Then we are shocked when they shift and the ground falls out. Here are three practices for this week. Epictetus began with nothing, no freedom, no family, no name of his own, and yet he became one of the most respected moral teachers in antiquity. The reason is not inspirational poster material, it is the rigorous practice of placing the self where it cannot be stolen.